Jonah was asked again,
"Tell us, what do you remember about slavery times?"
It took some time before he would let himself answer. His heart grew very heavy just thinking about that, far back in time.
That ain't far back enough.
As far as Jonah was concerned, he thought to himself with a very gruff voice. He shouted at the blanket person and he growled,
"The highest bidder gets you. He'll carry you to his plantation."
He snapped back and pointed with his finger as if to show how far away that was. Jonah said sharply,
"Today, I's a free man. Can do what I wants."
Jonah hit on his pipe, gave a little spit, and continued,
"Back then, they'd put another up there. Me highest bid."
He pretended to be counting money when he told those listening to him so intensely,
"Whichever one bid gives the most, he carries you to his plant. That the white in the south."
As the flames from the fire began to die down a little, he mumbled to himself. No one understood what he said, and after a while he repeated himself. It got real quiet, and it seemed like even the crickets and frogs were giving the storyteller 100% of their attention. You could feel the pain in Jonah's voice as he quietly spoke.
"And they went to mistreating the colored, getting children by the colored women, and all such as that getting into colored."
For someone that usually kept his thoughts to himself, the sudden eagerness to talk was out of character for him. The family had tried in the past to get Jonah to share his life experiences as a slave with them. They only knew him as a free man. He never talked about it before.
"Now, I tell you what, slavery..."
He paused long enough to reach inside his shirt for some more tobacco.
"Way back in slavery time, I was a good-sized boy then. That's when me young."
Jonah stretched out his arm and held his hand so high. Then he raised it a little, making himself taller.
"Well, my old master, he bought one, two horses, and Jonah. Now, he took us all down to the farm. I recollect all that. I was a big, big boy then. A good big boy. I remember my old master place. I remember he was a speculator. I remember it. He was good big boy man."
Then he stopped and gave great care to his corncob pipe as he emptied and loaded it with fresh weed. The two of them were great friends, and they gave each other comfort and conversation when no one else was around. They now held a captive audience that eagerly awaited for what he had to say next.
"He had a big old shed there, and he had cotton all in that shed, and we boys would go up and play in that shed every day."
Jonah could see they were quietly listening to him with great respect for the story he was telling.
"And he had wagon. Every day he'd load up all them wagon and take all that cotton and go off far. Now, you see, that was in slavery time."
"Haven't done it. Haven't done it. Haven't done it.
I recollect just as well. And he'd bring back a whole lot of colored people. The overseer, Black Adam, say, master was speculator. And he sell them to all these people around this country. His name just Adam, but we called him Black Adam because he mean to other colored folk."
Jonah wiggled his southern end on his seat as to resemble movement.
"I recall that my old papa was his wagoner."
He pretended to grab the reins and drive the wagon. He even made a snap sound as he showed how the whip was used.
"I used to go. He used to carry me with him all the time. Used to haul cotton. Carry cotton in that wagon."
He tried to take a puff. It was out, so he relit it. took a big spit.
They'd carry cotton over here and weigh it up at a place they called, I forgot the place now. Carry cotton there and weigh it. I remember, he used to always work.
Flexing his muscles to get a laugh from his sober audience, he proudly proclaimed,
I was a good big boy at the time, and Master had an oxen. Had an old oxen named Steamboat. That's how come Papa was his wagoner. And I'd ride old Steamboat, drive the rest of them. My britches soaked with Steamboat sweating on me. Ride them till I got tired and get down, then walk side of them.
Jonah went on telling his story.
Well, old Steamboat get tired and just sat down. Overseer Black Adams says, get that whip. Get on that. Get this whip and get on it. As soon as Steamboat heard that whip, he gave out a big snort from the rear end and started off on his own in the direction of the barn with wagon, cotton, Papa.
Jonah found some place especially deep in his heart to come up with a belly shaker of a laugh that was contagious to everyone. It continued until it was obvious Jonah was out of breath. Then again, very quietly, he said,
Papa died when I was young.
The fire snapped a spark of life and he watched the embers float up to the heavens. No one really used any words to give their approval of the oral history lesson. They all responded as if they were in church together with a moan of,
We want more! More! Give us more!
After relighting the pipe, but not taking a toke, Jonah smiled, showing he had no teeth left. He said,
And was an old log jailhouse. And all around, I recollect one time, we all was looking at it. And they brought in, had hounds. And they brought them hound in and brought three colored with them. Hound runaway colored, you know, caught in the wood.